The South by Southwest Music Festival is underway, and KJZZ's Sarah Ventry is there in Austin. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Lauren. So in addition to seeing as many bands as you possibly can over the course of the week, South by Southwest also has speakers and panels during the daytime, and it's a really good opportunity for people from across different parts of the music world to get together and discuss things that are happening in what is a very rapidly changing industry. And one of the panels happening today is called Do Music Journalists Matter Anymore?
That's a little surprising, since Austin is probably crawling with music journalists like you right now.
I know, right? But it's actually a really interesting question, because the role of the music journalist has changed so much over the years, especially now that anyone who wants to tweet or post or blog about music can and does. So do we even need so-called professional music journalists now? To talk about this, I caught up with Jason Gross. He's the editor and founder of an online music magazine called Perfect Sound Forever, and he's moderating the discussion. And you may hear some music or street noise in the background, even at one point a siren in the distance. That is because even from the 12th floor of a hotel in downtown Austin, you still cannot escape the buzz of South By. And at one point, Gross refers to some people named Greg, Chuck, and Rachel. Those are music journalists on the panel he is moderating. So since Gross is a music journalist himself, I started by asking him how he sees what he does.
You do wonder, in not just the digital age, but an age, you know, where you have apps and people, you know, sharing with their friends and everything, where do we fit into all that if, you know, maybe we're not as much as part of the conversation as we'd like to be? So it's good to kind of take a beat from people in the know like Greg and Chuck and Rachel, who are immersed in it, and they have a big stake in this.
So maybe at one time, pre-internet times, when you were trying to find out about new music, or you wanted to know if a new album was good, or you wanted to hear what someone had to say in a band that you really loved, you relied on the print medium, and you waited until the next issue of Rolling Stone or whatever it was came out. Right. Now, that is not the case. Everything happens very instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And people who are not professional journalists, whatever that means, right, are sharing their opinions and tweeting about it and posting and blogging. What does that mean? In some ways, it seems like it would mean we have access to just way more choices and way more information.
Right. And that's the same thing with music, where, you know, at one time it seemed there was a lot more kind of smaller circle of music that was accessible to everybody. And now it's this huge smorgasbord that no one can kind of get their hands around, because, I mean, even if you had all the time in the world to do nothing but listen to music, you'd never hear all of it. There's just too much out there now. But, I mean, I feel the same way in terms of writing that I do in music, in that it's better to have the feast than the famine. I'm rather that there are all those voices out there. And to be perfectly frank, it's the same as music, too, where most of it is crap. And just because you can finish a sentence and put a period at the end, that doesn't mean you're going to have something interesting to say about music. So I think in that way, it's good to have writers, even if they're not in kind of noted so-called professional publications, out there saying something. But just because we have more of them, that doesn't mean that they're all saying interesting things that are worth reading and hearing about.
So how do we get past the kind of inherent elitism in that idea that maybe there are some people who have very interesting things to say and they're able to say them in an interesting way, and we let those people be our tastemakers? It's a little cocky then to be like, okay, well, we're music journalists, we're the ones that are the tastemakers, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, it's all subjective. What I think in terms of good music is the same thing of what I think in terms of good journalism. That's my perspective. You, I'm sure, have a different perspective, and everyone who's listening out there now has a different perspective from both of us and everyone else they know. And that doesn't mean one point is more valid than the other. It means that it's good that we all have these different ways to kind of experience things. But I think as writers, as for ourselves, whether you're a professional or you're just the so-called amateur, part of what we do is curation also, not just in terms of saying, here's something good to listen to, but here's an interesting perspective about what's happening in music. So I think that's part of our work, too, to say not just this is good or bad, but take a look at these other things and these other perspectives musically and in terms of journalism, too.
That's Jason Gross of the online music magazine Perfect Sound Forever talking with KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. You can hear what Sarah is up to at South by Southwest on air this week, and you can follow all of KJZZ's South by Southwest coverage at kjzz.org/sxsw.